where we think that he has gone wrong specifically is jumping on the populist bandwagon of Al Gore and other radical environmentalists in calling for very, very radical regulations and restrictions on energy use and energy output without any sort of thought about the economic consequences of doing that. I mean, we've done research and studies from the Clinton administration on effects of cap and trade systems that would raise gasoline prices by 53%, energy prices overall by 86%, and this is a study done during the Clinton administration. And most of what the governor has put out, as well as the Democratic Party, the state of Florida, are these sort of vagaries about, you know, we need to get greener, we need to restrict emissions, you know, we want to embrace the idea of renewable fuels, but nobody's talking to taxpayers in the state about what this is going to cost them and how you actually mandate that through an executive order.
Part of the letter written by FreedomWorks reads, "Embracing the climate change movement and driving up energy costs is fine if you're Leonardo DiCaprio or Sheryl Crow. Multimillionaires can justify their liberal guilt by paying more to fuel their private jets and air condition their giant mansions. But what about hardworking Floridians whose family budgets are stretched to the limit because of high gas prices and skyrocketing home energy costs? For them, Chris's mandate will be the straw that breaks the camel's back." At the end of the climate change summit in Miami earlier this month, Governor Crist signed into law three executive orders that would force reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, impose carbon dioxide motor vehicle standards, and force appliances to meet certain efficiency standards. In doing so, he bypassed the Republican-led legislature. With 70% plus approval ratings, the public appears to be in support of such moves, but it remains dubious how much his fellow Republicans in Tallahassee do. Rob Jordan from the Washington conservative think tank FreedomWorks admits that their alert is to inspire those who disagree with Governor Crist on the environment to speak up.
Our call to action for our activists is directly to get in touch with their legislators and begin to get them thinking on this issue. I mean, even though, as you point out, there's no relevant legislation right now, but we want to get to them at this stage, now that Governor Crist has thrown this out there, and get them really thinking about the economic impact and what this means for the state of Florida. I'd also add that, you know, I think that the way that he has done this as an executive order is cause for citizens to investigate on constitutional grounds.